ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Columbia recording artist Mary Chapin Carpenter.
be here tonight. Been looking forward to coming to England for a long time. So it's really nice to see all of you. Those last two songs are from my most recent ex-boyfriend trilogy. And I would like to now offer you the third and final installment. I'm going out tonight to find myself a friend. I need a welcome smile and the grasp of an open hand. Only sing 4 hours in a small dark place. Catch up with a long lost face. Talk about how long it's really been. I'm going out tonight to perfume on my wrist. You write after you've just broken up with someone and you're really pissed off. And the next song is the type of song you write when you see a stranger across that crowded room and a sly glance or a wink just doesn't seem to be working. So you must take the bull by the horns, resorting to this wanton pickup song and resort to a foreign language. Well, that's a real nice jacket, son. It looks like it cost you two. And that car you're driving, hey, does that belong to you? Well, you don't look familiar. Are you new in town? Here's a local girl. Thank you.
can hear the rain come down. I can listen with my heart. I can see you with both eyes closed in the dark. Sleep will come in just a while. Till it comes, I choose to listen to the rain. It's the rhythm. Walk along these streets of home that once belonged to us. And now, baby, I walk alone and I'm lost. In the sound of my own footsteps on the avenues, and I guess I'm home. The rhythm of the blues. I don't wanna hear another word spoken. I don't wanna see another tear shed. I can't seem to fix what's broken. Like this record, baby.
From Washington, D.C., my dear friend and co-producer. This is Mr. John Jennings. And back there on the drums from Washington, D.C., my all-time, long-time drummer, that's Mr. Robbie Magruder. Bass and vocals from Washington, D.C. This is the marvelous Mr. J.T. Brown. And on all the keyboards and the piano and background vocals from Washington, D.C., please make welcome Mr. John Carroll. you're from Washington, D.C. And I think a lot of people who haven't visited there think that really all they have there is the government, which consists of politicians and their brilliant wives. But that is not all that they have there. In fact, if you've ever had the occasion to visit, maybe you went north to a suburb named Bethesda, Maryland, and perhaps it was the weekend, and perhaps you just wandered into this rockin' little joint we used to hang out at called the Twist and Shout.
Oh,
token political commentary for the evening. But now that George Bush has returned to Texas, I have to think of something else. And speaking of Texas, we were there recently doing some gigs, and there was this one that we did, and after the gig, there was a small reception to meet people. And I was standing there, and this guy comes up to me, and he says, "Well, for goodness sake, you sure do change guitars all night long." He said, "Do you play those things, or are they just props?" And I said, "Well, for goodness sake, girls can't play guitars." Today.
Truck was parked in the drive one day. They wrapped us in paper, moved us away. Your room was no longer next door to mine. This kid sister thing is old by that time. But oh, how our dreams went bump in the night. And the voice voices downstairs getting into a fight. And the next day's silence you could cut with a knife. It'd feel like a blade at your throat.
Working man in show business, ladies and gentlemen. James Brown is the first. Well, I was one of those people in my 20s. I don't know about you, but I worried about everything. You know, the kind of dialogue that went on in my head every day kind of went like this. It was, what am I doing? Why am I doing it? Is anybody watching? What if I do it wrong? Will I know if I do it right? Why is he looking at me funny? Do I owe you money? That's kind of the way it was. And now I'm nearly halfway through my 30s, and it comes as a great revelation and a relief, I might add, to realize that I'm just getting used to who I am. It's taken a while, but the best part is that I'm not so tired anymore. And that's an awkward but honest explanation of this next song, which is a tune just about making choices in your life and learning to live with them after that. And I was so honored that Mary Black chose to record this song. It's called The Moon in St. Christopher. I was young, I spoke like a child. I saw with a child's eyes. And an open door was to a girl, like the stars are to the sky. It's funny how the world lives up to all your expectations, with adventures for the stout of heart and the lure of the open spaces. There's two lanes running down this road, whichever side you're on accounts for where you want to go, or what you're running from. Back when darkness overtook me on a blind man's curve, I relied upon the Lord. I relied upon the Lord. I relied upon the Lord. Saint Christopher. My dues, cause I've owed them. I've paid a price sometimes for being such a stubborn woman in such stubborn times. I have run from the arms of lovers. I have run from the eyes of. I've run from the hands of kindness. I've run just because I can. Now I've grown and I speak like a woman, and I see with a woman's eyes. And an open door is to you. It's too late for turning back. Well, I'll pray for the heart and the nerve. And I'll rely upon the Lord. I'll rely upon the Lord. I'll rely upon the Lord. Saint Christopher. Feedback about this next song, which I never ever expected. Some people have heard it and thought that it sounded like a man bashing song. And that's not at all what I meant. It's not at all what I thought. It's not what I feel at all. It's rather a stupid commercial bashing song. Now, I don't know if you had this ad over here on the television, but a few years ago in the States, we had this one for an iron supplement by the name of Geritol. And it kind of went like this. Come here, John, you have to help me. The guy's standing there with his arm around his spouse, and he's citing all of her attributes. And he looks squarely at the camera, and he says,
"My wife, I think I'll keep her."
Do you have that ad over here? Oh, you're lucky. Well, we had that one. There was another one that I particularly liked. It was for a headache pill. And the guy's driving home from work. You know, it's been a hard day. And he pulls up into his driveway, and there's a tricycle that his wife didn't bring in. So he runs over it by mistake. And then he knocks over the garbage cans, and he walks into the house, and the phone's ringing, and the kids are screaming, and the dog's barking. And his wife is standing there like this. And the voiceover says, "You've got a headache, but don't take it out on her." That was another real humdinger. You know, and I realize that those ads are kind of old, but I swear just thinking about them gives me the creepy crawlies. So, I'd like to send this next song out to those Geritol folks, those progressive minds that come up with these things. It's a little updated version of that story.
Thank you.
Thank you.
But now the honky-tonk is over. But
Happy Valentine's Day, baby. Well, we hope you don't mind us going on a bit. We don't get over here very often. This is a treat for us. We're going to send you home here with a song about the visitation of a comet to a small southern town. And to thank you once again for being such a wonderful audience. We've had a great time. We'll see you soon. Something, and forgive me if it seems that I'm being disrespectful, because I really don't mean it that way. I'm just ignorant. Is this the right way to wave? I've been practicing. Just wanted to know. Some people remember the first time, and some can't forget the last, and some just select what they want to from the past. It's a song that you dance to in high school. It's a moon we try to bring down. Four in the morning drive through the streets of town. Come on, come on.
First time.